Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and Deirdre O'Keefe is back from Clever Birdie. She's a tax advisor. And we said the other week, Deirdre, we're going to talk about the accidental landlord. And of course, then we found out quite a lot about our public representatives, didn't we, in the last couple of weeks?
We sure did. We're so on trend. Who knew that was going to happen?
Yeah. For those public representatives who might not be aware, for anybody else, can you take us through today what is an accidental landlord and the tax implications?
Okay, so an accidental landlord is one of the most bougie terms you're going to hear thrown around these days. But it is really, really simple. An accidental landlord is somebody who accidentally has become a landlord. So you may have somebody who has to relocate for a job abroad, and so they're in a position now where they're renting out their home, or they could have inherited a property from a deceased parent and they too want to rent that out. So they didn't set out in life to be a landlord, but they have now accidentally found themselves in that lovely position of being a landlord.
Now, everybody thinks that landlords are loaded and they're just these horrible people. Being a landlord, I would imagine there are a lot of taxes involved too.
Absolutely, 100%. There are a lot of taxes involved in being a landlord. And there's this sort of, I suppose, the notions that people have that, oh, sure, listen, they're writing off their entire mortgage, they're making loads of money, somebody else is paying the mortgage. That's not the fact at all. A lot of landlords, accidental landlords, are not in a position to even understand tax. So they don't know anything about being a landlord. And they might make the error of doing the very basics, like registering with the RTB. If you do not register as a landlord with the RTB, the tax implication of that is horrendous. What it means is you can't even claim any mortgage interest as a deduction if you are not registered with the RTB. So that €90 registration fee for your property is a very small price to pay for the thousands of euros more than likely you are incurring on your mortgage interest. There's a lot to it, but it's like anything, Trina. It's only difficult when you don't know how to do it.
So mortgage interest you mentioned there. So if you have a house rented out, you don't pay interest on that?
You do pay interest, and it's only the interest element that can be written off as an expense in your tax return. So say you have a mortgage repayment on your home for €1,200 and there could be €300 of that is interest. It's actually only the €300 that is going to be classed as a deduction against your income. This year, you can write off 100% of the interest that you incurred on the mortgage on that rental property. And there's so many other expenses that you can claim, but also consequently, there are some expenses you can't claim. It can only work to your advantage to understand the fundamentals of taxes and being a landlord, because it'll just make you smart. It'll make you consider your expenses. You'll probably stop spending a few hundred euro on fancy cushions and paintings the second you realise, oh my God, I can't even write that off as an expense. It's only difficult when you don't know how, but as soon as you know the basics, it just tweaks your entire way of thinking.
So what can you write off then when it comes to your expenses if you are a landlord?
Okay, obviously, if you're going to have insurance on the property, the mortgage interest, as I said, repairs and maintenance that you have to do, because as a landlord, you're legally obliged to keep the dwelling in a good state of repair for your tenants. So you can write all that off. You can write off advertising if you've advertised the property. You can write off the letting fees if you're going through a third party. There's a whole host of things that you can write off. But it's just those small things that revenue will be like, I don't deem that to be an essential part of renting out your property. The fancy cushions, the fancy paintings, they're really not going to make a difference in you renting it, especially nowadays. I think anybody would take a box at this stage.
Things like furniture, like a bed or a sofa, things like that, can you write them off?
You can write them off, but again, this is where you need to know what you're doing. The big items like your washing machine, your bed, your furniture, think about it logically. You're going to get use and enjoyment out of those things over a very long period of time. So they're actually classed as capital expenditures. So they're not your day-to-day painting, you know, buying a few bits and pieces. They're classed as a kind of a long life experience. So you get to write those off over, and this is really mean, revenue will only allow you to write those off over 8 years. That's painful. So if you buy something for €2,000 for your rental property that's classed as capital in nature, you're actually only going to be able to write off €250 a year against your tax. So again, that just tweaks the landlord's way of thinking.
But when it comes to the general upkeep of the house, like say painting a house or something like that, surely it's in your interest to fork out that money, even if you're only going to get the tax back over a period of time.
Well, repairs and maintenance, like your painting and all that, that's written off in the year that it happens. That is deemed as, an in the now event. So you can write off all that kind of things. And if there's a repair that needs to be done, that can be written off. But it's those things. It's the beds, the couches, the kitchen tables, the chairs. You're going to use those for years, probably over several sets of tenants. They're the items you just need to understand you have to spread over the 8 years. Like if you have a washing machine that's broken, it's your landlord's duty to replace that or repair, whichever is more feasible, that washing machine. And people don't realise what it is that they're entitled to. And it's why I always direct landlords and tenants towards the RTB's website, because it lists down everything. It lists down what the tenants need to be looked after for, and it lists out to the landlord what they should be doing, because it can have dire consequences and you can take somebody to court over this. 9 times out of 10, the landlord is going to lose. Tenants are incredibly protected. The same way employees taking an employer to the WRC, 9 times out of 10, the employee will win. Everyone's on the side of the little guy.
I have a friend, actually, Deirdre, who has been avoiding her landlord. She never, ever calls her landlord whenever there's a problem in the house because she doesn't want to draw attention to the fact that she's there, as if the landlord doesn't remember she's there. But just is so afraid of the rent being put up if she gets the landlord out that she just deals with everything herself.
And I know, and it's such a horrendous culture we have, because we're all aware of the housing crisis we have. But do not let that put the fear into people that they are at the mercy of their landlord. If you, as a tenant trainer, were to put in a complaint to your landlord about a gaping hole in your wall and you were to be served your notice, well, I would really, really, really not want to be the landlord, because they've completely broken every single rule going. This is why I'm saying to everyone, just get yourself acquainted with what the landlord must do for you. And landlords, if you're going to be a landlord, accidental or otherwise, they have a responsibility to learn what they have to do. They have a responsibility to learn about their taxes. They have a responsibility to file their taxes. And as our lovely public figure forgot to do, quote unquote, register with the RTB, or you'll be in trouble.
You were saying to me the last time we were on that you don't want to put accountants out of business, but when you're filing a tax return as a landlord, it is so simple that you probably don't even need to go to an accountant.
Trina, it is so simple. And people think that I say this because I know tax. But remember, once upon a time, I didn't know tax. It is so, so simple to file a simple set of rental accounts and a tax return with revenue. Like I always say, it's just learning how to record your money in, your money out, learn what you can deduct and what you can't deduct, and how to fill in the Form 11 tax return. Or if you're taking in less than 5,000 euros a year in rental income, which I highly doubt, you don't even have to file a Form 11. You just declare your income through your revenue my account. So it is so simple. I don't see the sense in a landlord, unless they have maybe multiple properties, paying an accountant to do something that they can do themselves. Form 11 on revenue.ie is so simple. And it's just a case of learning what number goes into what box. And then the magic happens when you just press calculate. Revenue actually do the calculations for you. So you don't need to know how to calculate tax.
So, I mean, if you do have a property, no doubt you're going to have it over a number of years. So why pay an accountant every year? Can I ask as well, for somebody who like that may have inherited a property, say from a deceased relative or something like that, but the property is in bad repair and it needs quite a bit of work done, like maybe a new bathroom put in completely, you know, gut the kitchen, all this. Like, can those kind of expenses be claimed back as well for a larger kind of renovation?
Unfortunately, revenue are smart. They prepare for all of this. Unfortunately, with rental properties, they fall into this small little niche category whereby you are not allowed to write off certain expenses that are classed as pre-letting expenses, which I know sounds counterintuitive, because obviously to get somewhere into a, you know, good state of repair, you need to spend money on it. But unfortunately, that money that you've spent is money that's coming out of your own pocket. It's at your own expense and you cannot claim it. The only pre-letting expenses are the likes of advertising and consulting with a letting agency. However, you can let out, and then if you have to do big work or repairs in between lettings, that is totally tax deductible. So again, it's just getting yourself acquainted with the rules, the regulations, and as soon as they sink into your head, it'll just make it all an absolute breeze for you, an absolute breeze.
So basically, the first round of tenants that take your place, if it's in bad repair, they're getting the short straw, then you can renovate it in between and claim back.
Exactly. Crazy. I mean, obviously, yeah. if it's in an unlivable condition, you'll have no option but to do the repairs. But if it's just maybe not, you know, oh so lovely, yes, the first tenant okay. may have to get the short straw, or they may pay less rent on the basis that they let you do the work while they're living there. While so that's a little there. Loophole yeah, that you yeah. can do, and it's totally legal.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Because there are people who are, would be prepared to do that because they're so eager to get a place, and particularly if it's in an area where they want to live or kids are going to school mm-hmm. or whatever, because there are no properties. I'm sure you see it every day, Deirdre. I keep seeing it yeah. on Facebook and all, people literally begging for rooms, going, I'm working in Dublin, I'll only be here 4 days a week. Does anybody have anywhere I could stay?
I know.
Nurses and everything like in an awful state, aren't they?
Yeah, and that murders me, I have to say, especially people looking for what I would class as digs, where they just want to put their head down somewhere, you know, during the week, because there should be people falling over themselves to rent those out, because that type of rent falls into the heading of the rent-a-room relief. If you were to rent out your room to one of these people, you know, you can rent it out for 14,000 euros a year, absolutely tax-free. Tax-free. I don't know why everybody with a spare bedroom is not saying, you know what, you can have mine, 14 grand, I'll do with that, thank you.
Yeah, it's people are funny about their privacy and they think that they're going to be like sitting in the living room watching telly with a stranger, but I would imagine most people who say like just want to like digs like that are probably busy working all day, and when they come home they're probably going up to, they're having a bite to eat, up to bed to watch the laptop or whatever, I'm just sleeping.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well it's more awkward for them, put yourself in their shoes.
Absolutely,
you know, it's not
yeah.
the ideal scenario. I imagine you'd literally see their heels coming in the door, up the stairs, and you know, it just works for everyone, and generally they'll pop off home or go somewhere else for the weekend, so it's kind of a win-win situation for everyone. And like, I'm thinking of the poor students who got accepted into any universities in Dublin, and there's an absolute cry like out for people just to rent out a room to a student.
Yeah,
a student's not going to cause any issues in your home, they just want to go to college.
Did you see the story? They were looking for permission to set up tents in the corridors of the college. I mean,
I know.
Well, how has it come to this?
I know. And that's why, you know, you see more rural colleges will say, you know, the point system for them now is going way up, because Dublin is now starting to look mighty unattractive to students for obvious reasons. Yeah. And I'd be the same. I would not be pushing my children towards a Dublin university now with the way things are gone, for sure.
Oh, Deirdre, they can stay with me when they're old enough. They can come up and stay with me.
As long as it's still 14,000 euros for into room relief.
Exactly. Look, you're so good. Thanks for all the info. If we want to get more info, you've got plenty on Instagram and on your own website. And of course, your online courses. Tell us about those.
Okay, so we on cleverbirdie.ie, that's BURDY, we have a range of tax courses that I've designed for the non-tax professional. So it's for the everyday person to understand tax. And we actually have a specific online course at the moment, which is rental tax for landlords. So it literally talks you through everything I've been speaking about today. And even better, I actually walk you through filling in that Form 11. So you'll see for yourself, it's online, on demand, access for 6 months. So it's the no-brainer for every landlord in Ireland.
Deirdre, you're so good. We'll chat to you soon. It is something for the weekend.
Thanks,
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.